For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michelle. Mary Howe, an American composer, lived from 1882 to 1964. She was born in Richmond, Virginia. After studying piano in Dresden, Germany with Richard Burmeister, a former pupil of Liszt, she returned to the United States to give recitals in and around Washington, D.C. She married, had three children, and entered the Peabody Conservatory to study piano and composition. Mary Howe was one of the founders of the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C., and she helped organize the first of the Coolidge Chamber Festivals. She, Amy Beach, and others organized the Society of American Women Composers in 1925. She was active as a duo pianist and composed more than 200 works, comprising pieces for orchestra, various smaller instrumental ensembles, choral works, piano works, and many art songs for solo voice. Her musical language is essentially tonal, but frequently dissonant, inventive, lyric, and rich in texture. She described her style as spanning and bridging, reaching from the past through the contemporary. When Leopold Stokowski conducted the piece we're listening to, Sand, he wrote to her, "I enjoyed so much conducting your short but masterful work. I have had much pleasure in rehearsing it, and it has developed in me a new conception of staccato, which perhaps you will notice when you hear it. But of course, this is only one of the many interesting elements in the work." Sand, according to the composer, is an imaginative piece on the substance itself, its consistency, grains, bulk, grittiness, and its potential scattering quality, more or less what it appears to be when sifting through your fingers on the shore. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.